a lot of what we've been seeing in markets over the past few sessions is a repricing of Fed expectations along with a repricing of expectations at other major central banks. All of this repricing has been a net positive for currencies against the US dollar and a net positive for US equities. On the one side, investors have been pricing out risk for a 100 basis point rate hike from the Fed this month, which has moved yield differentials out of the US dollar's favor. And on the other side, there's a lot of talk of more aggressive rate hikes ahead from the likes of the ECB and BOE, which has opened an even bigger move in those yield differentials out of the US dollar's favor. We've heard talk of a potential 50 basis point rate hike from the ECB this week, and we've heard talk from BOE Bailey of the potential for a 50 basis point hike from the BOE in August. Stocks, of course, have responded kindly to scaled back Fed rate hike expectations. Another boost to global sentiment right now is Q2 earnings out of the US, which have been coming out better than expected overall. Key standouts on today's calendar come from German producer prices, UK inflation, the Eurozone current account, Canada inflation, Eurozone consumer confidence, and US existing home sales. That's all for now.